Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk a little bit about thinking about your retail support and not necessarily traffic support for your website as KPIs to measure your results. Every single brand I speak to is at least 90% sold in brick and mortar stores. It's just the category I'm in, especially when it comes to beverage and frozen products. Like, brands are sold in retail stores where people are going to go and buy your product. And most of your marketing efforts, which for a lot of earlier stage challenger brands comes down to social media, should be in and around that, right? So like, the goal is selling products to people in stores. The strategies are going on the different social platforms and leveraging the tools that you have, leveraging influencers, leveraging both social and paid, organic social and paid social. And then the tactics are the small ball blocking and tackling type moves, right? So it's like, goal, sell more products at Publix. Strategy, leverage some local Florida influencers to help us. The tactics, we're going to drive them through an aisle landing page to be able to track and ensure redemption. Or we're going to choose that influencer based on her really strong reach that she may have organically, or that she's highly engaged. And the tactics will be to, you know, create a recipe or a giveaway that creates action. And then we're going to close out all of the community management on her post. I think this type of thinking is how you should have for each one of your social media efforts. And I'm speaking about this today because I've spoken to some brands recently where, you know, they're thinking about 2024, they're thinking about their tentpole moments, which is usually, you know, better, you know, new year, new you, you know, sort of better taking care of yourself in January messaging, maybe back to school, maybe seasonal, like spring or summer. It's like, here's what we're going to talk about. Here's who we think we're talking to. And then I'm seeing people trying to drive people back to their website, but understanding that most people will not buy from you, especially first time buyers on your website, right? Like, if you think about yourself, you probably don't buy a lot of products from websites directly. You probably buy a lot online, but a lot of it's done through Amazon, where you probably have a Prime membership and don't want to pay shipping. Or if you're buying a product from a brand, it's a brand that you already know and love, and so you're prepared to buy in more bulk, maybe spend $50 to save the free shipping, because you know it's actually a good deal for you because you're going to drink that soda every day or whatever it might be, and so that's actually a good deal for you. But as far as new eyeballs, new acquisition, bringing in new customers to your brand, I don't think web conversion, website traffic are even necessarily in the mix. Many, many people that you're targeting may never go to your website, may never even go to Google to look things up. Some will go straight to your social, including TikTok, and search for more context. So a lot of it is in this like digital 3.0 landscape, which might not even include, I know it sounds crazy, your own domain or Google, because Google and your domain have been the places for as long as I can remember. We're talking decades. But user behavior has changed. And if you're in the CPG or beverage category, which is where I sit, brands should know that most people are not transacting with you, especially for the first time, directly in that way. Certainly, there are some D2C brands that live on D2C and they focus on ROAS driving performance marketing, and that works. But for brick and mortar focused stores, which is the lion's share of the brands we work with, you got to be thinking more holistically, and you shouldn't put the website traffic just as a quote unquote way to measure social. Measuring social is way more layered and has way more context than that. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.